All right, the next one from your favorite, Big Fatty. Here we go. Wait,
Big Fatty!
I love it! Here we go.
When your show is getting old, but it's still solid gold, happy 200th.
I love that. Big Fatty wins. I'm making an executive decision. Big Fatty should win.
Oh, damn. Executives. And, I'm president.
Of the hair club for men.
Oh! You're such a bitch. Oh, my God. You're such a bitch. I fucking hate you right now.
That's giving me the silent laughter. Oh my.
Oh, that was great.
Oh, I liked it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
This is episode 257 of the BFO for Thursday, the 29th of January, 2009. Coming up on today's show, yo, Big Fatty is sick as a dog. But I'm here for you, and I had to play that opening because, y'all, they say laughter is the best medicine, and Big Fatty needed some. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. It's the Fat One, and I did not go to the coal mine on Wednesday because, y'all, I got up Wednesday morning, and I was like, ugh, Big Fatty. But, you know, sometimes once I have the coffee and I have something to eat and all, I'll feel better. And, y'all, it just didn't get no better. So I called Larry Cly. And, of course, he was too busy to answer or too fat to answer, one of the two. And I said, I will not be coming in. I'm going to be taking the NyQuil and going right back to sleep. And, y'all, that's exactly what I did. Went back to sleep. Got up around noon. I did fix me some soup because I've noticed that when I have the salt, it tends to help break up the bleh. And so I had the Lipton chicken soup and the saltine crackers, and it was actually good. I felt much better after that. But y'all, then I remembered I had the Theraflu, which I had forgotten I had, and so I took some of it. And if you don't take the Theraflu, you really should, because y'all, I really love the Theraflu. In fact, it's time for me to be taking some more right now. But I'm doing the podcast first. I'm not gonna stop to drink like other podcasters do. But anyway, I'm going to have the Theraflu, and then I am going to... I had the Theraflu, and then I went back to bed. I slept all afternoon. I slept all morning. And I'm going to have it again here soon, and I'll probably go back to bed again. And... Anyway, y'all, I got several people sent me an e-letter to include Pafreddy, who evidently had some sort of sexual arousal when he saw this. But y'all, there's something, and QCast Michael sent this to me also. But y'all, there is evidently something. And, of course, you know, the fucking e-letters won't open up. But, y'all, it's some sort of bacon roll, and it's made... You crisscross the bacon, and you take 2 pounds of the bacon, and you crisscross it, And then you, on top of that, you mash down 2 pounds of sausage, and then you crumble up more bacon on top of that, and then you roll it so it looks like kind of like a meatloaf. And then you put it on the grill, and you barbecue it, and you baste it with barbecue sauce and all. It's what they're saying everybody's having at the big Super Bowl party. Well, I can't get the fucking thing to open up, so we're just going to have to go without it. Everybody is evidently going to be having that at the Super Bowl party. The big game party come on Sunday for the Big Fatty Online Anniversarium. But, y'all, it looks delicious. And I can understand why Poffredi got some arousal out of that, because, you know, that's how he do. And anyway, it's called the Bacon Explosion. And evidently it was posted over at the Joe My God. I don't know what that is. But it's 2 pounds of bacon woven through and around 2 pounds of sausage and slathered in barbecue sauce. Oh, it looks delicious. And they're serving it on some sort of biscuit. We love a biscuit. So, y'all, go over and just Google the Bacon Explosion. That sounds like the name of a good podcast. So, y'all, I'm going to have to, I may have to do a double one of these today. I've gotten so many submissions for the number one fan combat contest. And you know, tomorrow's the deadline, y'all. Tomorrow's the deadline. All right, y'all, the first one I want to read today is from Eric in Denver. And y'all, I have already gotten a verbal spanking from him, because it was Eric in Denver that posted his picture of, and he looks like a mouse over on the Lister map, not Eric in Bakersfield. So Eric in Bakersfield, get on it. And anyway, Eric in Denver says, "Hey, fat one, I'm responding to your drunken plea for lurkers to enter this thing. That makes me your number one fan, right? Also, I de-lurked and joined your listener map, Eric in Denver." So, Eric in Denver, you've now been properly notated on the listener map and everywhere else. All right, now let's see. The next one is from X and Bacon. X and Bacon? X and Bacon. I don't know what that means. But X and Bacon says, "Hi, Big Fatty." Maybe it's Zen Bacon. I don't know. "Hi, Big Fatty. I yell meow to call my cows. I work for pigs too." Oh, wait a minute. It works for pigs too. "Chickens don't like it though. You can't please everyone." Y'all, I know the chickens don't like the meow, but the cows and the pigs do. Okay. X, it's y'all, it's X period, and then it's E-N-B-A-C-O-N. That's from Farmer Freaky and Pokey. I don't know what that means. Y'all, you're just fucking with me, I think. So, anyway. Alright, the next one I have is from Brian and Danbury, and he says, "When I see bacon, I touch myself and think of Big Fatty. Give me a stiff drink and some bacon, and I'm in heaven." Wow. I hadn't thought about stiff drink and bacon, that bacon and Big Fatty makes you stiff. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. David in Denver. Y'all, David in Denver has, you know, he and Brian sent me that big old thing full of bacon stuff yesterday, so I'm not going to read this again because, you know, it just basically talks about all this stuff that they heard about and all that kind of stuff. So, David, you're in there. And, y'all, Michael Perry up there in the Squamish, British Columbia, the Canadian, he says, I am Big Fatty's biggest fan because next to me, the BF would look like Callista Flockhart, but you're still fat. Huh. Well, thank you, Mike. Excuse me, Michael. Michael up in the Squamish. You know, Squamish just sounds, that's one of those words that sounds dirty, y'all. I thought of another one of those words the other day. Engorged. Doesn't engorged sound dirty? All right. Miss Lauren says, "Dearest Fatty, I am your number one fan because every time Larry Vader hosted up to my butt, all I can think of is you. Sorry, Larry. Womp, womp." Love, Lauren. And Miss Lauren, I can't imagine you letting Mr. Larry Vader hoist it up near your butt, but that's okay. You know, I guess it could be worse. It could be, the Sea Hag. All right, and the last one, you spoke so dominantly on BFO 252, I submit on bended knees, genuflect, and rear presented to the biggest, as the biggest fan. I got to finish this when someone's genuflecting and presenting to Big Fatty. Okay. It says, this is from Jeff, y'all. He says, you spoke so dominantly on BFO 252. I submit on bended knees, genuflect, and rear presented as the biggest fan, so give me a big one. Ooh. And y'all, then it comes with this, you know, thing that says, this email message, including any attachments, may be legally privileged and confidential under applicable law and is meant only for the intended recipients. If you receive this message in error, please reply to the sender, adding sent in error to the subject line, then delete the message. Thank you. Well, thanks, Jeff. So, y'all, there's another lurker that has come out. And let's see. Let's see where that puts me. That puts me, I've still got probably half a dozen more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I got 9 more to read still. So we'll get those all, we'll finish reading all those on the Friday show. I'm sorry, I'm so blah. Y'all, it is still suffocating in this fat cave. And, y'all, I don't understand it because it's radiator heat, but, you know, there has to be a fucking thermostat or a set point where the heat goes off. Y'all, it was 70 degrees today, and the heat was pouring. It was engorging. It was engorging the fat cave. Ugh. Just horrible. Y'all, I realized that Saturday was the last day that I could get my free movies. When, you know, I bought the what is that thing called, the TiVo remote thing, not remote thing, what is that little thing called, that wireless, that's it. I bought that wireless thing for the TiVo, so now I can get the movies on demand, and it doesn't have to call, you know, the TiVo doesn't have to use the phone line or anything to call in to get the updates and all. Well, I got 5 free movies, and so I realized that I had to do those by Saturday because that was the deadline. So I went in and I found 3 that I'm downloading. I'm downloading the Burn After Reading, is that what it's called? Something like that, and the Supersize Me. And then there was another one I saw that looked interesting called Mac Heads. But, so I'm downloading those, and I have like a month to watch them, or they disappear. And then, you know, once you start watching it, you only have 24 hours to finish it. So anyway, y'all, I think that maybe I should do this.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Kevin in Oakland Park, Florida. I meant to call you earlier, but I got a touch of the lazy. Well, actually, I got bitch slapped with the lazy. And I wanted to send you some stuff about the gay stores. Not stores. Duh, I've ruined your call already. No, the gay guest houses. but you beat me to that. I also want to tell you that I did get my Christmas happy. It's on the refrigerator right now, and I stuck it just below waist level. So when I'm standing at the refrigerator, I'm thinking of sausages or wieners or ham. I can look down and see your smiling face. Oh, I also want to say that I agree with you about the licorice. The red stuff, to me, tastes like chalk. And the black stuff, don't bring it near me. I'll choke a bitch. Really, I will. Anyway, gotta go. Bye, Big Fatty.
Y'all, I hope Kevin has a bad connection because it sounds like he has a voice box. But anyway, Kevin, y'all, I've realized I had a backlog of voice letters that I needed to get out because, you know, Big Fatty is a little backlog with the snot right now. And anyway, Kevin, it's interesting that there seems to be a theme here today about bacon and sexual arousal and all this kind of stuff. So anyway, glad you like your Christmas happy and that it's at penis level for you. All right, the next one I have is, speaking of penis level, this could Christmas happy could be on the floor for this next caller.
Ruined, 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 ruined. That's all I have to say. It's Tim, the BFO shoplifter, the official shoplifter of the BFO, giving you a call that your drunky cast, your overserved cast, yeah, that reached a whole new level of ruinous that I didn't even think was possible. So I just wanted to let you know that and keep up the ruinous because that's what we tune in for. Bye.
Y'all, if you didn't recognize who that was Tim from Terminally Single, and obviously he enjoyed some Drunky Cast, and that was, gosh, that was more than a week ago. So, sorry, Tim, that it took so long for me to play it, and so, y'all, I think we need to add a little decorum to the group now, because we have Miss Kathy coming in to the voice letter line.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's your friend Kathy. Just calling to say hi. Just want to let you know that I call you the Big Fatty online show, the Lunch Cast. See, I listen to it while I eat my lunch, and midway between lunch and your show, I get so disgusted I just throw the rest of the lunch in the garbage, and it's like a diet plan. All right, I love Big Fatty. Bye.
Well, so much for adding decorum. Big Fatty makes me so disgusted that I cannot even eat my lunch. And y'all, since, you know, I've made Miss Kathy throw up her lunch, we might as well hear about DQ Rick and his showering with Big Fatty, don't you think?
Hey, Big Fatty, this is DQ Rick, the Dairy Fairy here. I realized I hadn't called in a while, so I figured I'd call and ramble on a little bit on your voicemail. Anyway, I left a submission or sent you a submission for your Big Fatty's Biggest Fan contest and hadn't heard anything about you receiving it. So I was just wondering if you'd gotten it yet or not. Anyway, love your show as always. Just remember, if you don't put out a show, I don't take a shower. Anyway, talk to you later. Bye.
Y'all, DQ Rick, obviously, y'all, I know what he's doing. He sent that submission in and then immediately called because he hadn't heard it, you know. He was standing there in the shower. He hadn't heard anything, so he immediately had to call in and say, hadn't heard anything, you know. That way he gets on the show twice. So, but y'all, Big Fatty needs to come clean. Really, the only reason I did a show today is so that Rick would get in the shower and we'd all get that mental image and then it would turn into... Comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This is
has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.